You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so very interesting how they have sugar injections now that they believe could be helpful for knee arthritis. And these don't have the steroids like many of us have had to have in terms of steroid injections. And after a while, our doctors say, no more, I can't give you any more. So we'll talk about sugar injections. Always nice. And then I think we could drink over, you know, drink the leftovers. And then certain emphysema and COPD medications may actually raise heart risks. We need to talk about that. We also need to talk about, remind everybody about testicular cancer and how our young boys could be at risk for this. Never a fun subject, but it's something we definitely need to palpate. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so apparently a mom had lost her 16-year-old son from testicular cancer, and so she is urging that other young men get checked regularly. Apparently this boy was from England. He waited 8 months before telling his brother John on April 17th that he had a lump on one of his testicles. Apparently, he said he had a problem and showed me one of his testicles. The lump looked obvious, so I took him to the emergency room. The doctor said just by looking at it, there was an 80% chance it was cancer. The next day, Mikey was diagnosed with testicular cancer, and unfortunately, it had already spread to the abdomen and chest. Now, despite the late diagnosis, he was given 75% chance of survival. He went through chemotherapy, came home a few weeks later, and then he apparently he returned to the hospital for another round of treatments. But as he was heading downstairs, he lost his strength and collapsed. Unfortunately, died that day. So whether he died from the actual cancer or did he die from being weak from the chemotherapy and him falling, it's a horrible, sad case. But this is something that I have a very difficult time teaching people in my practice because we don't get 16-year-old boys in all the time. You know, we'll get 14-year-old boys every now and then and the kids, and we'll get adults, usually grown-up men, but I really don't see as many men between 14 and 30 as you think we would, but that's because, you know, when guys are healthy, they don't usually go to the doctor a lot. Maybe they'll come in for a sore throat, etc., but usually the average 22-year-old doesn't come in for a physical. And so when I do have a young man, I tell him, look, you need to check your testicles and make sure there's no lumps or bumps. If there are, you need to get it checked out. If you're too embarrassed to come to me, then I'll find you somebody that you're not embarrassed to talk to about this, but you have to. And I understand it's embarrassing. I know it's very easy for me as a woman to sit here and tell you all to check yourselves and then come in and, you know, show us your testicles if there's a lump on it. I get that. I do. I mean, I understand because as a woman, I have to go through my own exams, and don't worry, I won't go through those in detail. I, you know, remember the whole IUD fiasco? So I get it. I do. But the problem is we're talking about something that's very treatable. Now, many of you that are listening are adults. So you're saying, Dr. Valley, this is a no-brainer. You find a lump, you get it checked out. All right. But in this case, we're talking about a 16-year-old boy. Think back to when you were 14, when you were 16. All right. There's a good chance you might have just ignored it. Okay. I mean, I wouldn't have. For me, I thought I had breast cancer. When I was going through puberty, I thought I had breast cancer because they hurt so badly. Somebody would bang into me at school, and it would hurt for like a good 2 minutes afterwards. So I thought I had breast cancer. I was scared to death. So I was like, Mommy! You know, and she's like, no, it's fine. Well, she was kind of worried because they really developed and fast. You know, and I was like, I'm getting, you know, look, I'm now in a D-cup, Mom. She's like, that is odd. But the doctor said, no, that's just her. You know, yeah. So, my brother made fun of me, but I don't want to go there. But, in terms of testicular cancer, a 14-year-old boy, 16-year-old boy, if they felt a lump, first, they'd be embarrassed, many of them, to even admit that they were checking down there. You know, I mean, I don't know what it's like in your family, but in my family, we had a very, different attitude of, you know, nobody naked, nobody touch yourselves, just everybody keep your clothes on, and, you know, that's it. When you take a shower, don't run around naked, get dressed, whatever. You know, nobody run around in their underwear. My father never ran around in his underwear. I mean, my family here, I don't know where the boys get it, but dad and me, you know, because everybody's in boxer briefs, and boxer briefs look like shorts. So, I mean, even me, I wear my husband's boxer briefs as my pajamas. You know, I wear pajama bottoms in the winter, but when it's summer and it's hot, I wear my husband's boxer briefs. So, basically, my whole family is running around men's underwear, okay, and T-shirts. That's just, and I tell my kids, check yourself, make sure there's nothing off. If there is, you need to show us. If you're too embarrassed to show us, you know, we'll find you somebody that you're not embarrassed to. You know, I don't know, rabbi, priest, your dentist, whatever. And they're like, no, Mom, we could show you or whatever. But luckily, thank God, nothing's an issue. But you need to have that type of discussion with your family that nothing's taboo, nothing's embarrassing. Nobody's going to giggle and make fun of you that you were down there in that vicinity when you accidentally found something like this. Because we're talking about cancer, for crying out loud. One of my patient's cousins had died at age 19 because he had mass, didn't deal with it. He was too embarrassed by the time it was bothering him to the point where he talked to somebody, it was too late. So that just, it's a reminder just to make sure everybody gets checked. And ladies too. You know, it surprises me how many of you ladies out there don't do your regular breast exams. You don't. You know, you come into the office, we're doing your pap smear, we're talking, and I'm like, are you doing your regular breast exams? I expect the answer to be yes, and 85% of the time, it's no. And the reason why is many of you feel embarrassed by doing that. I get that. It is. I don't like doing, I don't even have time to do breast exams. Honestly, I got the cats sitting there waiting for me to get out of the shower. You know, the kids are yelling at me that there's fighting. So I don't even have the time to do it, you know. And luckily I get mammograms and ultrasounds all the time by my breast doctor, so I don't have to. But you actually do have to. And you got to get over that embarrassment. You got to find the time. Don't let your spouse do the checking for the testicle or the breast or whatever. It's something you need to do. You need to know your body. Because the more you know your body, the more you know something's off. Same thing with skin cancer. All right? You need to know your skin. Know it so damn well, or have your spouse do mole patrol on your back or the areas you can't see, so that if something is new, you could jump right on it. All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, so sugar injections for knee arthritis may actually ease pain. This is called dextrose prolotherapy. It's been around for about 75 years, had been considered quack medicine for a while, then later bumped up to alternative therapy. But according to this study, they suggest very strongly that prolotherapy is a safe and appropriate therapy for people with mild to moderate knee arthritis, osteoarthritis, that hasn't responded optimally to other therapy. Now, lead researcher Dr. David Rabigo is an assistant professor of family medicine at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health in Madison. They don't know exactly what the mechanism of action is, but maybe the injections trigger a healing response at the point of the injection. So, thus far, there really hasn't been evidence that the sugar injections work, but and a lot of times it takes a while until something gets into regular mainstream medicine. Many of you have theories on what it takes to get into mainstream medicine. Some of you feel it has to do with the pharmaceutical companies. It has to do with somebody being able to make bank on the product. But I have to disagree. If something works, okay, people use it. But there's also the other reason of liability. Okay, so like for example, we know that earwax. We know that earwax helps with cold sores on your lip. Put a little bit of earwax, put it on the cold sore, and it seems to go away the next day. I don't have cold sores, so I haven't been able to try this, but people have been telling me for years. They've also been saying that urinating in the shower, if it gets on your feet, helps keep your feet from being dry. We've also known that duct tape helps fight warts. I remember my father would use turpentine. He says, you use turpentine, it kills the warts. Now, these things work, but the problem is the liability, okay? If we don't have, quote-unquote, mainstream medicine behind us as medical providers, it's going to be very hard to defend ourselves in a lawsuit if somebody claims that something happened to them. And because I would love to be the type of doctor, I wish I had the malpractice cojones to say, look, guys, we're going to try this. All right, we're going to try this just out of the blue. Like, you know how I've talked to you guys about Colgate toothpaste? I'm a huge fan of Colgate toothpaste for acne. I'm a huge fan of that, using that for bug bites. And when my husband had an infected ingrown toenail, I threw Colgate toothpaste on it. He didn't need antibiotics. It was great, the Colgate toothpaste. Now, it didn't, you know, he still has an ingrown nail, but it's not infected. The Colgate toothpaste stopped the infection. Well, why is that? Well, there's something to the fluoride. There's something to the toothpaste. You know how much I would love to study throwing toothpaste on an abscess? Or what about MRSA? This, you know, the nasty staph bug that's resistant to a lot of bacteria. I would love to see a study done with Colgate toothpaste. But there is no way I, as a mainstream board-certified family doctor, there is no way I could tell a person with MRSA to use the Colgate toothpaste, because if it doesn't work and something goes bad, I'm going to be in that courtroom, and I could even lose my license. So before anybody blames it all being a money game on what becomes into mainstream medicine, realize it's also a legal game too. And unless we could, you know, and it stinks, because I think there's a lot of inexpensive treatments right there in our home cupboard. There's so many things inexpensively we could do to treat ailments, but we don't, for fear of liability. And it's a shame. It's a shame, because we could really save money. I told you what happened to my partner when we opened up our practice. We had still been working at urgent care while we were waiting for our practice to build up. So we were still doing shifts at urgent care. And he had a lady that had a dog bite. I've told you guys the story. She had a dog bite to the face. Well, the number one antibiotic we use for dog bites or cat bites at the time, and still is Augmentin, amoxicillin clavulanic acid. Well, at the time, in the late 90s, early 2000s, it was still kind of expensive. It's expensive now, but nothing like the way it used to be. So the lady said, no, I want a cheaper medicine. So he goes, okay, I can give you cheaper medicine. It's not as good. But she's like, just give me, I don't have any money. Give me the cheaper medicine. So he wrote Keflex 4 times a day, 500 milligrams 4 times a day. Well, the infection, she actually then received an infection from that dog bite. It got worse. And she later needed some sort of plastic surgery intervention on her face. So what did she do? She tries to go after my partner and take him to the board, etc. Luckily, you know, he had some evidence that he had wanted to give the fancier, more expensive antibiotic. But, he acquiesced. She wanted something cheaper. He said, fine. Now, what did she say? You would think that would be a slam dunk. You'd think something like that should have never even gone as far as it did, because she claimed he didn't give her the option. If he would have given her the more expensive option, she would have definitely shelled out the dough. Are you kidding me? So this is what we're dealing with as medical providers. So somebody's having knee pain, and here we are doing the steroid injections, and we're MRIing and doing arthroscopy, etc. What if shooting a dextrose solution in the knee would help? Don't you think we should have some sort of protection? But the reason why there's no blanket protection for that is because the government does want to protect patients. Okay? You know, if look at what happened in California with that doctor claiming that her supplement cures cancer. If patients believe that, then that can do harm. And apparently one of her patients did die of breast cancer. And so, doctors can still, unfortunately, be in the position where they dupe people. And so there has to be some sort of a watchdog or some sort of a process by which a doctor will be censured if they recommend something that's off mainstream. A doctor can't say, use my concoction. I can't say, use Colgate toothpaste instead of antibiotics for MRSA. All right? And so I don't know what the answer is. Because nobody's going to blanketly say, all right, doctors, those of you who want to try something cheaper, go ahead. Because if somebody's MRSA kills them, you'll have a huge public outcry. So unfortunately, we have to use the more expensive medications. Now, osteoarthritis. Osteoarthritis is huge, and it's probably going to be one of the biggest medical conditions and the most common medical conditions we will all be facing over the next 20, 30 years, because as we age, we get wear and tear on our bones, and it's called osteoarthritis as opposed to other types of arthritis like spraining your ankle, traumatic arthritis, gouty arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis. Osteoarthritis a lot of times comes with wear and tear. They say it affects nearly 27 million Americans, according to the Arthritis Foundation. I'd say more. All right. Just because many of us don't complain about it, doesn't mean we don't have it. Okay? You know, achy back, achy knees, achy shoulders. You have some form of osteoarthritis. So I would say a lot more of us have it. For the study, basically, they assigned 90 patients with knee arthritis to either sugar injections, saline injections, or exercise at home. And when we do an injection, it's one of the most fun injections I've ever done. You basically grab that kneecap and you go superior lateral. Or basically, if you were looking at the knee straight on, it would probably be the 10 o'clock position, I would say. Yeah. All right, so you go under that kneecap. Well, first you numb the skin, then you go through the numb skin, go behind the kneecap, inject. It's one of my favorite injections to do when you use a little bit of steroid and marcaine and lidocaine. But they say after a year, patients given the sugar injections have less pain and better function as measured by test scores than those who were only given saline or those who exercised. Now, it would be nice to see what the difference between the sugar injection and the steroid injection was. On scores of function, the sugar injection patients improved 16 points compared to 5 points for saline patients, the salt water, 7 points for exercise patients. So, this prolotherapy, they call it, patients seem to be pretty satisfied. Again, a small number, all right? They think that the prolotherapy could still be too expensive, and it's not covered by Medicare or most private insurance. It costs $200. I know some of you are like, I don't get it. Why don't you take some cotton candy, dissolve it? Nah, it still has to be. These things have to be done sterilely. It does cost money to prepare them and package them and bottle them and license them. And I mean, it costs money. I get that. I get that. So they say about $200 therapy. And the researchers limited the number of injections to 5. In clinical practice, they say patients can continue to receive these sugar treatments if the pain returns or worsens. Now, some of you have had success with the Synvisc. Synvisc is a hyaluronic acid, the kind of like the fake cartilage type of injection. It lasts about 6 months. But those could be extremely expensive, too. So, I just wish they could hurry up and recreate the cartilage like they did with that one woman in Great Britain. Take a piece of cartilage, grow more of her own cartilage in the lab, and then put it back in the knee. To me, implant it back. That to me, I think will solve most of our arthritis problems. I don't know what's been going on with that. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Sunscreens, are they a gimmick? Don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. This segment of the show is being sponsored by Freeze Dry Guy. Freeze Dry Guy, great food, great prices. It's never too early to be prepared. Have your food storage that can last for the longest time, still taste great, and there's May specials at freezedryguy.com. So please check them out, or go to my website at freezedryguy.com to check them out. I love Freeze Dry Guy. We have some, and like I said, it's never too early to be prepared. So Keith writes from Orlando, Florida. Doctor, you were talking about punishing kids. Well, my child steals money out of my wife's purse. We also think he stole some of her jewelry. He's 14 years old. I threatened to have him live with his mother, whom we divorced 5 years ago, but he just denies ever stealing the money. How would you go about correcting the situation? Okay, for those of you who couldn't listen into the first hour, we were talking about punishments and how to deal with children in light of a Connecticut foster mom facing 100 days jail time for spanking her foster child, a 4-year-old girl, with a wooden spoon. Apparently, it was enough for there to be bruises, and the biological mother at a visit saw the bruises, then called the authorities on the foster mom. Foster mom was arrested. She pleaded guilty to spanking the child with a wooden spoon, saying the child had been acting out and smacking her granddaughter and using racial slurs, etc. And so she'd used a wooden spoon, now faces 100 days jail time. So we were talking about punishment and what punishments work, etc. So first of all, Keith, when I see this in terms of a 14-year-old stealing money, I always think drugs. I just do. And if he's not doing the drugs himself, it's somebody who he's close to needs the money. And he could either be bullied, he could be threatened, or he could be, helping somebody who's dependent on him. And so, you need to kind of get the root of the story. And now, if he denies stealing the money, then you need to kind of set up some sort of a camera system, some sort of a sting operation. All right. Now, kids are smart. They could figure it out. But it's going to be very hard to accuse them. And he denies it, because then you're just still in the same place you are right now. Okay. And then the other thing, too, is you'd rather he not get caught with you than decide, darn, I can't get the money from home. I need to get the money from elsewhere and steal it elsewhere. So if I had a child who was stealing the money, stealing any sort of money, I probably, before I would even bring it up to him, already set up a camera system or some way to catch it. So then now we aren't in this limbo where he's like, oh, man, they may catch me, so I better not do it there. Let me try, getting the money elsewhere. And that's just how I would probably do things. I like the element of surprise. I like letting the other person not know what I know. And I think it's pretty effective. But don't worry. I mean, you had to have this talk with him anyway. He denied it. Okay? And that's always the first step, to talk to them. Well, now what? Well, the next step, I would say, is get the kid drug tested. I think all parents should drug test your kid. I don't care how good the kid is. I don't care how wonderful the kid is. If the kid is a good kid, he'd be more than happy to take the drug test. Right? I mean, when I had to, when I was a medical student, they said, all right, everybody gets drug tested. I couldn't wait. I'm like, let me pee in a cup. I thought it was kind of fun. We're all sitting there standing in line, joking around. I asked how many of us could go into the bathroom at the same time. We made jokes. We went into the bathroom. No sink, no toilet with water in it. You did your test. The pee was warm. You walked out with your pee. Everybody's joking about the pee. I mean, whatever. And I'm not saying it's supposed to be that fun. But, parents always are like, oh, I'm not going to ask my kid to do a drug test. I know he's. Why not? Every kid should be drug tested, just routinely. Every kid should brush their teeth. Every kid should be checked that they do their homework. Every kid's computer should be checked for prior internet scrolls to see if they're looking up on YouTube how to kill yourself painlessly. Every kid, I mean, they're your kid, for crying out loud. Don't be lazy. Don't be a wuss. You're their parent. Your job is to know every nook and cranny of what's going on. I see this just as a quick aside with men and their daughters. So, with this recession, a lot of women were able to get jobs and dads had to stay home and, being Mr. Moms. So dad would bring the baby in. And I'd ask the dad about any diaper rashes or any, and he's like, I don't know. I really don't look down there. I go, you don't look down there. I just change the diaper. I don't look. Okay. Trend of men being accused of, some men and some women appropriately accused of because they're assaulting their children. But a lot of innocent people are afraid to look at their child or to examine them when they're changing their diaper for fear that somebody could misconstrue that and say that that's assault or perversion, etc. If you got to change your baby's diaper, you got to look at the butt. You got to clean the butt. You have to. Okay? I mean, I realize there's a lot of sickos out there, but that doesn't mean you stop being a father. You need to know what's going on with your daughter. If you're raising your daughter and you and mom are split and you have custody, you're going to have to be the one to talk about the periods. You're going to have to be the one to talk about breast development, breast pain, breast lumps. You're the parent. Okay? But you know, this fear that, oh my gosh, something's going to happen to me because I brought it up, my daughter could later claim it, this is ridiculous. Okay? I mean, I'm a mother of my two boys, and luckily I have my husband, so if there's ever an issue, I could always defer to my husband. But my kids also know that I'm a doctor, and if I think they need to be examined for something, I don't have to do it if they don't want to, but I sure the heck I'm going to drag them into a doctor to get checked. We were talking about the testicular cancer, now a woman lost her child. He was 16, went to the brother, about having, you know, showing him that he had a mass on his testicle, etc. I mean, I'm glad the kids could talk to each other. I'm glad he could go to his brother. All right. But, you know, I want us to be in a family where everybody talks and everybody pretty much knows everything that's going on. It just blows my mind. And so, when it comes to if your child is stealing money, you got to do drug testing. Okay. Then you need to find out who he's hanging out with. Okay. What is he using this money for? You have to. If he doesn't tell you, and if he's not honest about it, then I would say for a punishment, because, again, you can't hit honest. Hitting now, you go to jail. It's at the point now where if you spank your child, you're going to go to jail. That's where we're at right now. This woman's facing 100 days jail time. Yes, the spanking left bruises. I remember in the 90s, there were some degrees of if you do spank, it has to be in a certain area, and there can't be a bruise from the spanking, etc. Right now, I would just say avoid the spanking, because you have no idea if any blood vessels are going to burst or not. And I don't really think spanking works, especially on a 14-year-old. So don't even think about spanking. But, if he's needing the money, you need to find out why. And then my conversation with my 14-year-old, if that ever happened, would be, why won't you tell me? I'm not stealing it. All right, fine. You know what we're going to do? We're going to switch schools. I don't know what's going on. I'm assuming that you're being bullied or you're being blackmailed into giving the money. All right, I don't know what somebody's threatening, so we're going to switch schools. All right, and then I have some other ways to interrogate them and get them to talk, right, without using force. But if the kid actually looks a little relieved by you bringing that up, do it. Something scary going on. All right, guys, don't go away. Great question. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste? By far. Best results? By far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Always love to see who's listening, be able to communicate with you guys through tweets and Facebook messages. It's great. I love it. One of you had over the break asked if the wife should have called the police on the stepchild. One of our listeners had said that his 14-year-old son is stealing money out of his new wife's purse and stealing her jewelry. Would you ever call the police? For me, I probably wouldn't, because anybody in my family who's had a criminal record, just didn't really do well later career-wise. And so I think it would be a great lesson. I mean, I wish there was a way, and maybe some of you have something like this in your city or not, where you can call the police and have a sort of, gosh, I wish there was some sort of a mock system such that there's a, and I don't want to use the word mock, But, and I understand, I mean, the police, their time is too valuable to deal with, you know, issues of kids and their teenagers. But why isn't there something out there where if a kid is doing something that is wrong and on the verge of illegal versus legal, truly illegal, where there's authorities you could call, they could jail them, have them serve sentences, but it doesn't go on their record. So kids basically get to feel what it's like to be in jail. I mean, these are kids that have actually done something wrong. I mean, I know there's school experiments, you know, where, you know, try to pretend you're pregnant or you gave birth to a baby and you got to take care of this egg and the egg can't fall and break because if the egg falls and breaks, you fail. I mean, I know there's those things and kids joke or et cetera. But I mean an honest system where when your kid is doing something that is illegal, stealing money is illegal, right? Or doing drugs or ditching school or whatever, that there be certain fines, there's certain penalties, there's certain incarceration, imprisonment that these kids have to do, but it's nothing that's going to go on their permanent record. And it's something parents can privately do. I don't know where I'm going with this, but I wish there could be. I mean, imagine that type of lesson being taught on this 14-year-old. Not to mention it kind of protects him a little bit, because if he's stealing this money for drugs or for somebody out there that's blackmailing him or threatening him, etc., you know, I mean, it gives him a little bit of protection. I mean, you know, I guess being in the pen, I don't know. But what one of my parents had done, one of my patients had done with her child is when he was acting up and acting out, she took him to the worst part of town and she just dropped him off. And she kind of stayed in her car, but she said, start walking home from here. You're not getting in the car. So she followed in the car behind him, but far enough away where surrounding people would think he's alone. Now that's very gutsy. And, you know, could be extremely dangerous. But she said that was life-changing for him. I mean, he begged to get back in the car. He got in the car. And she goes, this is where you're going to end up if you don't get your act together. You know, he was doing drugs. He wasn't going to school, etc. Well, after that, finishes school. He gets his girlfriend pregnant, marries her, has a job, going back to school. Now, college classes, and I mean, it was one of those life-changing events. You know, I don't know if you're allowed to tour JV Hall, or tour the facilities or let the kids. I wish there was some sort of a program where, you know, police could just let the kid, sit in a jail cell for a day. Just to see what jail is like. It's funny because once you go to jail, you don't want to go. I watch a lot of reality TV that has to do with gold and gold dredging. So like Bering Sea Gold, I started watching because, you know, they had promoted it during Gold Rush. And so when Gold Rush ends, you end up watching Bering Sea Gold. And one of the guys there, he's actually a boyfriend of a friend of mine, Palm Ricky. He was the one that where he and his dad have the dredger that all, that has some construction equipment on it where he digs the dirt and dredges it for the sluices it for gold. Anyway, he had a DUI, so he goes to jail, and he actually looks scared and looks really humble, and he's like, I've been to jail before, I don't want to go back. And he did his jail time, and he said, I'm not drinking anymore. No way. I do not want to end up in jail. You know, I don't know. I'm just wondering if we should do something to that effect with these kids. We had a poll going on Facebook on what type of punishment works. What's the best way to punish the kids? Dave writes, I'm still testing various methods, but by golly, one day those kids are going to listen to me. Chad writes, you usually have to pay extra for the spoon treatment. I guess we're talking about that Connecticut mom who pled guilty for spanking the kid with a spoon and is going to probably face 100 days in jail. David says he got the wooden spoon. Klaus says not allowed to do what was done to me. Too bad. All right, so we still don't have anybody piping in and admitting to what they find is a good punishment. But any of your guys' ideas and thoughts, would love to hear them. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's move on now to sunscreen. All right. Apparently, there's a survey of 1,400 sunscreen products by the Environmental Working Group. And it finds that most of the products do meet the new federal requirements put in place last December. But they say that still, some of these SPF readings could unfortunately be full of baloney. All right. Now, the rules from the FDA administration bans terms like waterproof. Remember last year there were issues that these sunscreens were supposed to be considered waterproof, yet they still come off in the water. Sun rays, ultraviolet A and B still come through. Some of the products only block UVB rays, which cause most sunburn, while providing little protection against UVA rays. The UVA rays, those cause, are usually the culprit for skin cancer and wrinkles. So a lot of these products had to rename themselves. But despite the broader protection, they say 1 in 7 products reviewed by the watchdog group had bragged that their SPF ratings were above 50. Now, SPF numbers like 100 or like 150 could give users, obviously, a false sense of security with it. Now, what do these numbers mean? Well, basically, the higher the value, for example, like an SPF rating of 30 means it would basically take a person 30 times longer to burn wearing that sunscreen than with exposed skin. So, for example, if it takes you 2 minutes to burn, you go 2 times 30, therefore 60 minutes. All right. If it takes you 10 minutes to burn, then that SPF 30 should hopefully protect you for 300 minutes. Now, many of you are probably already shaking your head going, no, 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 that won't work. Of course, you sweat, it wipes off, it gets absorbed. And so, you know, when you have something with an SPF of 50 or an SPF of 100, so you're telling me if you burn in 20 minutes, 20 times 100, 2,000 minutes, you could put that on and you're good for 2,000 minutes out in the sun? No. And remember, you won't know if you're getting UVA rays. Okay, UVB makes you burn. UVA is the one that comes in and causes the skin cancer, makes a wrinkle, etc. So the FDA is also reviewing the safety or effectiveness of the spray-on products. I don't like the spray-on products because my kids choke after it gets sprayed on them. I don't want sunscreen in their lungs. How can that be safe? And I understand these are supposed to be safe, but still. I still am a fan of putting sunscreen on. Yes, it makes me a little nervous that we're lathering on a bunch of nice-smelling chemicals and creams, but I'm so scared to death of melanoma that I'm okay with the skin, sunblock. Although I make my kids wear water shirts, so I don't have to put as much chemical on them. If they wear water shirts when they swim and they aren't naked, shirtless, I feel a little better about that. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about and how to help the Oklahoma tornado victims. Don't go away. 1-877 Doc Valley.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years.
and you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.